From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Congress has been informed for a second time by the Trump administration that Iran is complying with the two-year-old international nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The 2015 agreement was designed to curb an Iranian nuclear program to strictly peaceful means and subject to monitoring while providing sanctions relief. Australian National University analyst Amin Saikal told VOA's Victor Beatty the current U.S. administration's position toward Iran has a level of hostility similar to that of Israel.
But there's no question that Iranian involvement in Iraq and Syria, and of course through Hezbollah and Lebanon, is a matter of deep concern for Arab countries led by Saudi Arabia and, of course, the United States and some of its allies. But at the same time, Iran has not done what it has achieved through any direct actions of its own, but rather through the opportunities which have been provided to it, particularly as a result of American policy failures in the past.
It's back to crafting a new health care law as the latest GOP effort to overhaul the U.S. health care system fell apart, with more Republican senators saying they would not support a bill unveiled last week by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The failure was the second in as many months for Senate Majority Leader, who had to cancel a vote on an earlier version in June when its defeat became inevitable. McConnell released a statement saying he would pursue that path in the Senate by taking up a repeal bill passed by the House of Representatives this year, but with an amendment delaying its implementation. This is VOA News. Senior United States and Russian diplomats held tough talks on a range of issues Monday, but still more work needs to be done. That's according to a State Department statement. The U.S. Undersecretary of State and a Russian deputy foreign minister met Monday to discuss areas of mutual concern. That meeting was tough, forthright, and deliberate, reflecting both parties' commitment to a resolution. That's according, again, to the State Department. Both sides agreed to meet again in the future to work on bilateral issues, but no date has been set. A Turkish court ruled Tuesday that six human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkey director, be formally arrested after weeks of detention for having aided a terror group. They were detained by police in Istanbul on June 5th while attending a workshop and were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours, according to Amnesty International. Amnesty International has condemned the decision and calls it a new low in Turkey's post-coup crackdown and a politically motivated act. Indonesia's parliamentary speaker has been named a suspect in a multi-million dollar corruption scandal involving the implementation of a national electronic identity card. The head of the government's Corruption Eradication Commission said there is sufficient evidence that Speaker Setia Novanto participated in a scheme to embezzle as much as $170 million between 2011 and 2012. That's about one-third of the $440 million allocated for the project. Novanto has denied the accusations during a news conference. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has asked Congress to extend martial law until December in the southern island, where the military has been fighting a bloody two-month insurgency by Islamic militants.
The primary objective of the possible extension is to allow our forces to continue with their operation unhampered by deadlines and to focus more on the liberation of Marawi and its rehabilitation and rebuilding.
More than 500 people have been killed in the conflict, which began after a failed attempt by security forces to capture a top Islamic State-linked militant leader. The president's order expires this Saturday, July 22nd, as mandated under the Philippines Constitution. President Donald Trump inspected products brought to the White House Monday from all 50 U.S. states to launch his Made in America Week. On display from the easternmost state of Maine was a yacht, and from the distant shores of Hawaii, more than 7,500 kilometers from the nation's capital, there was a bottle of rum. Even Marine One, the presidential helicopter, was turned into an expensive prop to tout Connecticut manufacturing. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.